Some cruise ship passengers say they've been informed of an illness on board Insignia during its one-day stop in Sydney today. Publication Cruise Hive is reporting dozens of passengers are reporting symptoms such as vomiting and diarrhea. The publication says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed that norovirus was identified as the cause, with 74 of 637 passengers and one crew member out of 391 reporting symptoms on October 20th. These Insignia passengers visiting downtown Sydney are from the state of Washington. They tell Coast Radio that cruise officials did a good job responding to the illness with instructions on how to prevent the spread of the virus.
Well, they were pretty upfront about it, and especially as the day wore on, they got more frank about and concerned about making sure that we used hand sanitizers, we washed our hands before using the bathroom or after the bathroom, and those sorts of things.
Overall, the captain said, we're going to follow all the protocol of the CDC, and that's the way it is.
Manager of crews at the Port of Sydney Development Corporation, Nicole McCauley, says illness aboard visiting vessels happens from time to time, and extra protocols are in place.
So we were notified in advance of the ship calling that there was illness on board. So we've been working very closely with Health Canada. The passengers are quarantined on board the vessel, those who are ill. And from a port perspective, we have additional cleaning in place during the visit and certainly post-visit.
Norovirus, also known as the Norwalk virus, is the most common cause of gastroenteritis. Insignia, which departed Montreal on October 16th for an 11-day voyage, including a stop in Sydney, is expected to end in Boston on October 27th. It can accommodate 698 passengers and 400 crew members. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.